Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Wall Street.
Today's a good day to die.
Wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Suck on these nuts, nigga. Suck on these nuts. I tell them wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Suck on these nuts, nigga. Suck on these nuts. It ain't nothing but easy, baby. A gang of shit, but it don't faze me. That punk nigga Dre still pays me.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on G. Now, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on G. Hey, Mr. Prankster, Prankster, storybook gangster. Back in 86, you wore the pumps and mascara. Down with the motherfucking wrecking crew, bitch. But once a bitch is on the bitch, and now the fucking
Street Radio. I am your host, the CEO of Bob Tycoon LLC, Tyree Sneed. And we can get right into it like we always do. I kind of find it funny that I'm like the only guy who nobody is able to hate on factually. Like, I'm really the only one. Everybody else, they have some negative shit about them that you can talk about. Me, niggas gotta make up shit. They gotta take a positive and turn it into a negative, which is literally impossible. And this shows the state of black culture. It shows the state of Mexican culture. It shows the fucking state of all you minority cultures. Minorities are the only people who do this. You will never catch a white person ever saying that logic isn't logic and that reality isn't reality. You will never catch a white person ever saying that the sky is red, not blue. Ever. Unless they have red sunglasses on. Okay? Called ignorance. It's the definition of it. And these motherfuckers learn words and then they fucking turn that around like the whole shit is just fucking ridiculous. And they just want to have an argument all day. I find it funny that the niggas who always have my name in their mouth, they don't have any reason nor backing to speak on me. You have not built what I've built. You don't own what I own, meaning I built it off my own capital, which I did, so you didn't do that. You haven't bought the vehicles I have. You haven't fucking gotten the land that I've gotten. You haven't fucking made the money I've made. You haven't fucking worked your ass off. What are people talking about? I work harder than any of you. Every day I wake up, I fucking work out like constantly, like every day to every other day, whatever. I'm tired of going over it. Like, I work harder than anybody. Right now, I just broke a world record. You can check it out on recordsetter.com even. I broke the world record for curls, standing curls, 75-pound dumbbells. I curled that again today. Okay? This is what I'm saying. Well, you have everybody talking. They're stealing that line, too, that I always say, everybody's talking, I'm making money. I mean, the shit is just so corny, man. I just think it's so weird how all these soulless fucks feel that they're tough or feel that they're somebody or whatever, and everybody's living in fantasy la-la land. And they all literally ain't shit. They're all pussies. They're all punk-ass bitches. None of them have any power, and all they do is whine to the cops and run to Popo. That's all they do. All of them. Like, you have to understand how many people I've actually owned in reality. Fuck the internet. Like, the internet, I automatically own everybody because I am who I am. Then when I speak, I fucking dice niggas up. But I already own you because, like I said, you're not at my par. I feel that if anyone feels that they can even speak about me, they should be at my par. I think that should be a requirement. The reason why I can speak about people is because I'm at their par. There's nobody in this world that I'm not at their par. In fact, I'm ahead of all of them, and I'm younger than the majority. Let that sink in for a minute. I'm 25 years old. I'm a self-made millionaire. What have you done lately? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's funny how everybody talks shit even after I'm doing what I said I'm going to do. Like, that's just pathetic, man. That's just hate. That's the paradigm that you need to change. You don't want to change it? Cool, fuck you. I'll murder you and think nothing of it, though. Period. No discussion, nothing to talk about, just nothing. I'm that nigga, I'm a real nigga. I live all that shit that y'all keep trying to fabricate and ain't about. I could do away with all you people, everybody. Everybody and anybody could get it fucking with me. So I hope that everybody understands that. And they do. You know what I'm saying? But, like, motherfuckers are stupid, man. They don't watch their fucking mouth. Like, people really need to watch what the fuck comes out of their mouth with me, dog. They really think that, like, you can't kill them because they're turning the U.S. into a military police state, and they don't get that there's still ways to do it. There's still ways to take care of you. All of you, though. Not just one of you. All of you. you won't know when you get hit. The niggas in the past, they knew when I hit them. It was a different scenario. You niggas won't know that it was me. You won't know that you've even been hit. You'll just get hit, and you'll be out of here. Real shit. Now, the people I'm talking about are the people who have a problem with when I talk that real shit that I come from and live. The people who can't accept reality. The people who just hate on me no matter what and turn every fucking positive into a negative for them and for their team of, what, three people? Like, there really ain't many people hating on me. There's a few people, and they just make accounts on YouTube all day and try to hate on me, and I don't read it. Like, I literally am not even opening the bell. The only time I'll open the bell is if I talk to someone and I'm saying, like, if we can talk. So I'm trying to see if they're true to that shit when I said that I'm not going to be able to be communicated to on YouTube or any of that shit. You know, it's just so funny because they sit there and I just don't understand it. I mean, they want me to not call them niggers, but niggers are the only ones coming out their mouth with my name. And it's a certain group of niggers. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't really make much sense, but they don't make sense. And that's my only issue with them, is that they don't make any sense because niggers don't make any sense. So all real black people and everybody of every ethnicity and race is welcome to call into my show. You need to study me before you have any opinion on me and study me thoroughly because I'm the most thorough nigga who's ever existed, ever. In and out of jail 4 times, been homeless, built all this, through going through that, built all this with my own 2 fucking hands, my voice, my ideas, my mind, my money, my capital. Niggas don't even know TyreeSneed.com is literally blowing the fuck up. Like, it's getting a fuckload of fucking views every day now. Consistently. You know what I'm saying? The nigga who put up my video on YouTube on his shit and tried to talk shit about it, sounding all retarded when I won, and he's just sitting there talking nigger shit, I filed a claim against his video, a copyright claim, because it is a copyright claim. That video originally comes from my website. So, yeah, I put it on YouTube, but, I mean, you're pulling a video that is originally on my website. Like, it has to do with my company to promote my company because I'm creating a boxing league. So let me explain what person, how fake do you get when a real person is doing something real, right, and they're building their own boxing league, and you could compete in this league, and instead of competing, they don't want to compete. Niggas have the streets fucked up. They have being above someone fucked up, and they have logic fucked up, and they have being hard or a man fucked up, and they have the definition of a real man fucked, real nigga. Everything y'all have fucked up. None of you are men. All of you are bitches. I proved that when I whipped that nigga's ass on camera. When I took a shit on you on my website, I proved that. When I gave you free money out of my pocket, Dion of Harlingen, you were my bitch, and I made you look like a cunt boy. When I gave Kirko, the other boy who was at your house, when I gave Kirko $375 to get a fucking title out so that I could buy his car off of him, that would be me sunning you and be me. When a man gives you money, it's not hood and not tough to run away with that money and not pay that back and not call that man back. Now you have a man who has a problem and an issue with you, just based off financially, because I gave you something that you said, and I, off the strength of you, and really off the strength of me, I said, I'm going to give you just this trust here, because we're supposed to be building this movement, and I'm going to let you, you know what I mean, I'm going to give you the money, I'm not going to write up no contract, nothing. That's a real street nigga. That's a real man. Why would we involve our enemy in our affairs? But this is what pussy niggas do, and then they claim that they're G'd up. You're not a G, dog. Running away with money is G'd up? You niggas have the streets fucked up. Period. no discussion. You've been had the streets fucked up, though. What, you didn't know? Serious? I am the streets, and I am the voice of the streets, and I hope that you people understand that. I could care less if you do or not. I mean, that's the whole thing, is nothing I do is debatable. I'm the voice of the streets, factually. Look at my website. Look at my music. People are taking my music and playing it on their videos. I already know I'm that nigga. Been knowing that from day one. The only people hating are lethargic retards who don't even, who always claim that they know music and don't know it and have never made one track of music in their life, but just want to talk down and hate like fucking, and it's only spicks and niggers. Never makes any sense, man, because anyone who speaks, you can run with whatever they said and just run with it and then pretend like you didn't hear all of what they said, or you didn't have the understanding and common sense to understand what they said was a jewel and was the truth. So, I mean, it does come with the territory that I talk about the realest shit possible. So if people feel the need to take what I say and cut it up and change it or whatever, and try to change the meaning of what I said, that's cool. I don't mind. They've been doing that forever. Real shit. Other than that, I just think it's funny because, I mean, they act like it's a bad thing that everybody knows that I'm the money and I'm the bread, like I'm just a walking bank. That's the idea that I've ingrained in all of y'all's minds and subconsciouses, is that I'm a walking bank. And that will only bring me more money. You know what I'm saying? A.R. Ab of OBH out of Philly, he reached out to me. He wanted to fucking, he reached out to me. I didn't reach out to him. I made a video offering an opportunity. That nigga reached out to me. And it's so stupid and has no self-awareness, like niggers never do, but then they don't want to be called niggers. He has no self-awareness, so this cocksucking nigger fucking didn't even know that I already wrote on him. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just crazy how there's so many holes in these niggers' shit. And every time with anybody, no matter who it is or what it is, I prove that I'm way beyond their comprehension when it comes to real shit or being real. Because of course I am. I just don't understand why there's so much hate instead of appreciation. I mean, you have a white guy who is the realest thing walking and is helping niggas in the hood. That's what I'm telling you. Like, I had a person tell me that at a street level, they were going to think that they were above me because the dude took the money and ran. Huh? He didn't even take anything. I gave him the money, like I always do to niggas. I'm that nigga. I gave him the money, right? We were cool. Everything's good. When I leave after, and I had seen him again after that. And then basically this nigga just pulled a disappearing act. Is that gangsta or street? How is that man above me? I only kicked his boy's ass on video. Everyone's seen that. You've seen that. So how could he be above me? I don't understand it. Like, people really talk some shit that just doesn't make any sense. Everything is backwards. I mean, so how are they above me? That doesn't make sense. So he has $350 and I'm a self-made millionaire, but you think that money-wise even that he's above me? $350, I shit that. In fact, I said I made that already and told you that. I've already made that back. That's nothing. So if you'll notice, what the fuck are people talking about? I love how everybody has an opinion about street shit and about the streets, but ain't in the street. Will you guys stop talking about the streets like you've been there? Real shit. I am the street, dude. What, this is what people don't get is They're in fucking denial of reality. They literally do not want to accept premises that are just facts and reality. They have a problem with me being the boss. You would have a problem with anybody being the boss, but nobody is. I'm the boss, always. And not because somebody put me there. A lot of niggas like to say, oh, I'm the boss, and they just got placed there, and they're really not the boss. They have a boss. I'm the boss of it all. So think about that. Again, I'll say it again. I am the streets. No ifs, and, or but about that. I'm the streets. Real niggas know that. Real niggas respect that. You understand what I'm saying? Other than that, I mean, anyone with a problem with me, they don't listen to my content. Anyone with a problem with me, they don't ever speak to me and don't have the just anything to even speak to me, even on a phone or on my radio show. Again, everybody's welcome to call in at 516-531-9543. I'll repeat, 516-531-9543. This number is on my website as well at mybosstycoon.com. I just tore fucking to shreds the Gutta Boys, who are in the gutta and make gutta music. It's shit music, and it's not any good, like everybody. And they're sitting there acting like they have some movement, but yet they're not doing shit. And this little kid shit, which is all people pull with me, little kid shit to piss me off, and they think that that makes them gangsta. So it's gangsta to piss a real nigga off. Interesting. No, it's not. What's gangsta is what will happen to you for fucking with me, which is why you don't. You know what I'm saying? The Kirko nigga's going to have to see me again. Then what? Then what? Because if he gets on his bullshit with me, I'll whip his fucking ass too. These niggas, man. It's just crazy, dude. It really fucking is, because these niggas depend on the police state. They depend on it. I could easily take care of all these niggas, dog. All I got to do is show up at your fucking house over there and fucking with a fucking AK-47. Fuck are you going to do? Nothing? You're going to give me what the fuck you got. Niggas think that makes you tough. Why would I do that when they're turning the U.S. into a police state? Why would I throw away what I have? We already know that that's the option. That's just one option. There's a million options to do with niggas. I'm the one in control. When I gave them the money, I was in control of that. I'm not worried about the bread. It's about the principle. It makes you look so bad, because what you people don't understand is they have no shame anymore, and they think that looking bad don't matter, but it does. It makes you look like shit. Only shit people will respect what you did. Which is the case all the time with me, because only shit people do shit things when it comes to me. And then shit people act like that's cool, and real people are like, what the fuck? They don't really do anything to me. The shit that they do is pussy, like this. Every time it's pussy. Every time these niggas run for their lives. So how can a nigga debate that I'm not the streets? Really? I'm not the streets, but all the niggas on the street are running from me? Really? If any nigga out there wants a chance at fucking even survival, they have to vouch for me, and they have to fucking vouch for me off the reality, though, and truth and facts of what I've set down, though, right? The work I put in, right? And they have to do that, or their head comes off their shoulder, kind of like Dion, right? See, Dion was even sitting there pretending like he's vouching for me, but I don't need you to vouch for me. I don't need anyone to vouch for me, nigga. You are not doing anything. You're pretending that you're flipping cars. You're not flipping shit but your dick. Probably in that four-eyed fucking nerd's ass. Fuck that four-eyed fucking nerd. That little nerd was sitting there trying to hate indirectly like they all do. Like, dog, do you realize that if those boys weren't there, I would have fucked you up just for what you were saying off the rip? This is what niggas don't get, man. They act like they're tough. But every time these niggas don't even fucking fuck with me, when there's all of them versus me anywhere I go.
it's never different. I'm never wrong with anybody. I wouldn't have a nigga fight with me. None of that shit. How is what you kick real when you don't kick anything? Like, this is the problem, is that people think that music is real to them when it doesn't have anything real in it at all. People think that it's hood shit to be fucking people over and doing dirty, dumb shit, pussy shit. They think that's street. Yet I feed the streets and take care of these fucking babies. So how are they street? They're not street. This was never up for the debate, dude. You could do whatever you want to me. You could say whatever you want. You could do whatever you want to anybody. None of you are street. I'm the streets and the only one. I'm the motherfucker who built this fucking street. Do you not get that? I'm the motherfucker who was always fighting and fucking all y'all up. I'm the nigga. Fight for a purpose. You don't just fucking say you do shit you don't do. I did all this. I don't need to explain it. These niggas don't understand what the fuck is going on. These niggas are hating on me because I'm white, and they don't even realize Black Wall Street is being built without you, nigga. We do not need you. Any hater, nigga, any niggers, we don't want you over here. Fuck you. The same hate that you showed, that same, it won't be hate, but it'll just be the normal response that you're not going to be a part of my shit. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that I really don't show that response. Like, I could say that now, but I really don't. I show love through and through because I live in a vibration of love, which is why I do everything and they can't lift up a finger. Like, literally, I have people who fucking, like, it just doesn't make any sense. The people, that it's the pot calling the kettle black every time. The people who don't have any money want to talk about my money or talk about money. The people who notoriously are not men want to talk about what a man is. The people who are the biggest cowards want to tell you you're a coward and call you a bitch from safety. Doesn't that symbolize just that you're more of a bitch? Yeah. That's why niggas front on the internet. What has any nigga ever, I don't care who it is, any nigga ever gotten from fronting online? Nothing. Nothing. The pussy nigga Cassidy from fucking Philly, who's pussy factually and is fucking claiming a homicide, he didn't come in, and this nigga was fucking caught ducking under a bed. And this pussy ass nigga is sitting there and was talking about that he got a quarter of a mil for a rap battle? Yeah, fucking right. This nigga didn't receive shit. It was a ploy to get YouTube views. What do YouTube views pay? Not even like a hundredth of a cent. Jack. YouTube is almost like an experiment to see what people will do and the extent and lengths that they will go to for even so much less money than what's out here in the public already. Like, literally. Instead of doing a YouTube career, which I've never done, I just use it as a video platform to speak and to spread my message and to bring people to my site where I do make money. I can make more money just selling my units on the street. And, I mean, I've made a ton of money doing that. But another average nigga who hasn't done what I've done or doesn't have the music repertoire I have, he could do that. You know what I mean? So I would encourage any young aspiring artists, you know what I mean, and all my real niggas out there, just use YouTube to maybe establish a buzz, but don't even do that. Like, you don't need it. Just create your own website. Fuck YouTube. Fuck Google. Fuck Twitter. I really have fucked with these platforms very light, all of them. I think they're stupid. Fuck Vimeo. I just like to make videos for fun And then everybody connects my videos like I'm trying to do my videos to impress them. Ain't that what niggers do? Don't niggers get on video camera and dance and try to entertain you? Why would I do what niggers do? I have fun with my camera. I can be on camera. I like being on camera sometimes. But I didn't do it for you. So what the fuck? They think everyone has the same goals. They think everyone wants to be a fucking fake-ass celebrity. Shit. They don't even realize these celebrities were brainwashed in Monarch mind control camps as little kids where they fucking throw blood on you and slit somebody's throat in front of you and fucking keep you in a cage. You like that, Illuminati? Come on, throw me off my show right now, Illuminati, since you're so everywhere, Mr. All-Seeing Eye. Come on. Come on, do it. Do it, nigga. Nothing. Fuck out of here. What are you going to do? Call my phone. Right? That's what they do. Call my phone. I'm not afraid of any of you cocksuckers, dog. Fuck. They think that you're hard for focusing on negativity. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do my all to focus on positivity. Like I always do. You know what I'm saying? Like, the truth is I've never received any support, and everybody's always hated on me as hard as they could and full blast and done their all to hold me back. And I've been through a million attempted murders that your government has let go. So, again, I'm going to ask the question, why? Why do all you people hate me so much when I've done nothing to you? At all. In fact, I haven't even been offensive to any of you. At all. And if you think that me saying nigger is offensive, I think that your hating on me is offensive. If you think me calling a spick is offensive, I think that spicks setting me up for fucking murder like pussy spicks do and then lying about it, I think that's pretty pussy. I think hating on me every single day and every minute of every day is pussy. I think when I go to the gym where I'm at right now and I see all these spicks sitting there and I told them some shit today, I pop off. I let these spicks know. I let everybody know. I run this motherfucker. You want to sit there and argue about it? You think you're tough because you have a million spicks and one of me, yet I run this bitch? Yet who's taking care of who? Who's putting who in a casket? Huh? Who sacrificed their own? You? Who's losing? You? Am I by myself? Yeah. Come on, dog. It ain't nothing to be ashamed of. I'm supposed to be proud of that. I'm supposed to be proud of the fact that I raised myself as a motherfucking man. I know how to defend myself. I know how to hold my own. I know how to take care of my shit. I know how to run my shit by myself, nigga. That's what you should be doing, spick. Niggas talk every day and converse on the internet about, oh, this guy said something I don't like, and I'm too pussy to show my face. And oh, my God. And, oh, I could do something to him, but, you know, I'm busy, even though I have nothing going for me, no life, no girls, no nothing. So I'm just going to hate on this guy, and maybe it'll help me. Yeah, fucking right. Come on, dog. Did all y'all forget you're in my country? Did you forget about the Mexican-American War where we took Texas all the way to fucking Cali from you, raped your fucking women? What'd you do about that? Nothing? Bent over like the bitch you are? What about that? Huh? Then they talk about me, and then they say that I agitate people. So the truth agitates you? I find that interesting, considering what I'm saying is just the truth. Nobody's agitating anyone. There's people who go out of their way to agitate people. I ain't one of them. I just kick reality. You have a problem with reality, so you connect reality to me? Good, I am reality. And all you niggas are fake. All you spicks are fake. Correct? Correct. Welcome to Black Wall Street Radio, people, the realest fucking show you'll ever fucking hear. I could give a fuck who has a problem with it. Ain't nobody going to do shit but call cops. Fuck the police. How about that? You can't do anything about it. What can you do? Illegally arrest me again? Been through that 3 times. What are you going to do? That's all you can do. violate my civil rights. You can't kick my ass. You can't be a man about anything. You can't do shit to me. You can't. You just can't do anything. You can't kill me. You've tried to do that. So who's stronger? Who's the man? Who has something to be proud of? Who's representing the white race to a fucking T and showing that the white race is superior? It's the truth. At this point, I really give a fuck who likes it. It's the truth. The white race is superior to you. I've always been superior to you. Maybe that's your problem. You forget that I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of my race. For real, these niggas and spicks forget I'm proud of my race. I'm proud that I'm white. Fuck you. Yeah, I would never want to be a fucking spick or a nigger. Y'all ain't shit. You show it every day. Real shit. Nobody talks about this. Nobody talks about simple fucking reality. These people where I'm at right now, they need me. Fucking one Mexican just fucking got stabbed. They hold a fucking fundraiser and put the picture of him throwing up a gang sign on the fucking, on the picture of a shirt. But you don't need me? So you don't need my anti-gangbanging movement to the entire valley? You don't need this anti-gangbanging movement? This shit ain't real to you? Well, what is real? That's what I'd like to ask people. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all be showing a lot of disrespect indirectly. Like, I was just walking in Walmart right now. I had some fat pussy-ass spick who I could kick his fucking ass and murder him in 5 fucking milliseconds. And this little spick goes by me, and I think he scoffed, and I called him a pussy, and he ignores it like he can't hear me, like they always do. Because they don't want it. Same shit in the gym today. I called them fucking pussies and said they'd come in here and fucking wait. Meanwhile, I'm curling 75 pounds and boxing in the fucking gym. The fuck is that? Explain that to me, nigga. Nobody can. What is there to explain? What can you say? Real shit. What can you say? What can you do? Every day I walk in these gyms, these niggas are flexing and standing there like it's a fucking fashion show. Meanwhile, Tyrese Sneed is stronger than all of y'all factually, just set a world record for curling 75 pounds with both hands dumbbells, and does the whole rack on every lift, triceps, the rope, I do the whole rack. The back shit, the lats, all that shit, I do the whole rack. Fucking the biceps, I do the whole rack. Everything, I do the whole rack. The entire rack, meaning when you go to your gym, skinny old me does the whole rack. Do you know what that means? It means that you should stop paying your trainer immediately and come train with Boss Tycoon LLC, which is my company. In fact, I have an e-card reader in my car right now. All I have to do is put it on my phone. If you have a credit card or debit card and you want to make the payment through that, I charge $10 for an hour. It's the best price you can get. It is the best instruction you can get. And it is the best strength training you can get. Like, niggas, I just don't understand people. Like, they act like somebody's in control of me. Like, I love when these little pussy-ass faggots who aren't men sit there and they try to pretend like they could tell me something. How are you, a powerless bitch peon who's in slavery, going to tell a free man who controls everything, including your mind, how are you going to tell that man anything? By saying something and then running away. And even if you didn't run away, I mean, that doesn't mean that you're ballsy. Is that what runs the world? Telling people something, does that make you tough? No. Does that run the world? While you're doing that and wasting your time trying to get your balls up like a little fucking kid, which nobody even does, but I'm just saying, if anybody wanted to, they're welcome to. While you're doing that, I'm running everything. Everything around you, I run. Any town I set foot in, I run that bitch. I own it. Literally, I own it. Niggas shouldn't talk shit and niggas shouldn't test my power because I can really run it a lot more than I'm doing. And I mean a lot more. I'm the nigga who people shouldn't have my name in their mouth. I'm that nigga. I'm the nigga who niggas should stop having a problem with because it's not going to work out well for you. Talking online is one thing, dog, but reality is way different. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, I don't waste my life trying to get back at people because they said something about me. All right, they said something. Isn't that what pussies do? It is. We already know you're a pussy, though. Like, the fact is that I'm a real nigga, and a real nigga came out and built his own movement, so naturally the little cowards of the world are hating, which happen to be spicks and niggers, 9 times out of 10. Does that show you something, maybe? Maybe that they're the biggest pussies? I really haven't seen too many white people hating on me. I haven't. Outside of Lowe's, man. He got ate the fuck up. He's quiet as a mouse. The L.A. nigga got ate the fuck up. He was quiet as a mouse. Then Network TV took a shit on him and beat him in a rap battle. And this nigga deflected and tried to talk shit about anyone he could find, which he did it with me, where he turned my win into a loss and my fight, according to his nigger logic and ignorant, delusional state of mind. And he just tried to talk shit about everybody to make himself feel better, like the nigga's having a mental breakdown on there. You could see it. I mean, I could see it in these niggas' eyes. The other nigga, I saw him looking at the camera, like, you could see it in their eyes, man. They're in pain. I really don't wish it on these niggas. I don't wish them any ill will. I really don't. I'm not that guy. They're that guy. And they'll pretend like they ain't. That's all they do. The fact is that all of you on the internet who are running your mouth are miserable. So you can say whatever you want about me. While you say what you want about me, I focus on love and my girl and what matters. While anyone has anything to say about me, I focus on love and what matters and my girl. I don't know when people are going to understand, like, I do not live in fear. Period. There's no room for it with me. There's no room for hate with me. I don't tolerate it, and I won't. And people know that, and that's why nobody really hates on me in person. If they do, they do it indirectly. They do this shit all through phones and online. It's the only place. They have all this shit to say about me behind my back. They have all this shit to say about me through these methods. Real people, I left the camera on when I was filming this video I just put out, The Devil Is Your Only Oppressor, episode 25, which is my web series that I'm turning into a documentary. If you'd like to support it, leave a donation at TyreeSneed.com and quit bullshitting, pussy-ass fucking haters. So again, you have a problem with reality because The Devil Is Your Only Oppressor is nothing but the truth. That title explains the truth. There is no God. God is the devil. The God you keep talking about, he don't exist. God is the devil. Take the two words, good and evil, you get God and devil. What's the real war between good and evil? I'm tired of going it over for fucking lethargic retard. An American public that's lethargic. They say I'm not important. They have so much to say about me, yet I'm the nigga who brought that to the table. They'll try to steal that too. I'm the creator of all this shit. I'm the creator of Tommy Sotomayor's Truth and Logic Tour. That was me. He stole that directly. I'm the creator of Tariq Nasheed's Hidden Colors. He stole that from me. That was my content. That Christianity, this stolen religion shit, that was mine. Everything they kicked is mine. My shit. Me. Understand that. Tommy Sotomayor and Tariq Nasheed are my bitches. They did nothing but say my content and couldn't deliver it correctly. They think that that makes them somebody and it actually makes me everybody. Period. Blacks are so stupid they can't even donate to this Black Wall Street that's real and will actually help your culture. Y'all don't deserve help. That's the truth. How do you deserve help when you're giving money to those cornballs who stole my content, who are fucking you over and trying to pimp you, and you don't give money to the guy who's really helping you? That makes sense to niggas. That makes sense to spicks. It only makes sense to the minority. I don't get why people act like, oh, like I have a problem with what you say. What I say is reality. What the fuck are you talking about? So you want to live in a world where nobody kicks real shit? I come from a slave-owning family. Fuck you. That's my answer to you. Fuck you and fuck your non-reality, imaginary land, hell that you want to create. Fuck Illuminati's plan. Fuck you. Shove it directly up your ass. Let's get some reality in this bitch. Huh? Real shit. people don't even get that whites are hated on more than any other race because we are the strongest dominant race. Not debatable. It's already been proven. Look at any prison. Look at what happens in those prisons. Those white boys fuck up the niggas. They fuck up the thick. They fuck up anyone they want. We run the jail system. We run this country. Us. Just because I'm proud of who I am and I can say my facts of reality, that doesn't mean I have a problem with any other race. I don't. 6 think that you're supposed to side with them. Why the fuck would I side with the people who've never done shit but hate on me and drag me down? Try to kill me and cheap shot me and all pussy shit. Are you serious? Motherfuckers don't have one man in their race, not one man. They all have to jump me and they can't fight. They cannot fight me one-on-one. When they jump me, they still lose. These motherfuckers don't have one man in their race, same with the blacks, and they want to sit there and talk about me. And talk about me all day. I could give a fuck. You're a nigger and you're a stick. And the day you quit hating because I offered you help and help you in reality, the day I'll quit kicking this. Because I won't have to. Right? But nope, that's not an option for them. That's cool with me. I could give a fuck because I don't need you because you don't build my movement. See, that's the difference between me and everybody else. There's no audience that builds my movement. I don't want an audience. Fuck all y'all. An audience is just a bunch of fake people who watch you for their own fucking selfish interest. And they just sit there and suck your dick and go with whatever the fuck you say like little fucking candy-ass bitches. I mean, the whole world to me is just a bunch of little bitches. So that's what you are. Then you have niggas who are trying to front and say what I'm saying in another tone and pretend like they're that when they're just some guy sitting at a computer somewhere. Then they walk outside the door and they're that ain't shit nigga that walks down your block or that's stuck in their mama's house and the mom's like, come on, dog, you're grown. Get the fuck out of here already. Welcome to Black Wall Street Radio, nigga. Not working. Fucking piece of shit internet. That's the other thing, too, I've noticed. Anywhere I go, these companies and these hotels and these places, restaurants, no matter where I go, they can never get their shit together. They'll be nosy and they'll get in your life and worry about what you're doing and worry about your shit. But they sure can't do their job. They can't get their internet to run right anywhere. They can't fucking serve you a fucking burger without having a fucking major issue. They cannot ever do their job. But what you do is somehow a concern to them. Your life is a concern to them. Your money's a concern to them. How you make your money's a concern to them. You know what I'm saying? How you look is a concern to them. The fact that I have tattoos, they automatically assume I'm some fucking drug dealer or some shit. Jesus Christ. Not a drug dealer right now. You don't realize the smart ones, they get in and get out. They get into the game and they get out. I would never be a drug dealer. Now, weed is another topic because weed is natural and it's fucking, it's a plant, grass. It's meant to be smoked by human beings. And I'm not big on weed. I don't really like weed. I don't like the way that it makes me feel. And I've smoked quite a bit of it, but I stopped fucking with it. I really don't. I think that it can cause problems. You know what I mean? Because it disorients you and shit. But, I mean, I thought that was just common sense. I mean, it's fucking weed. What the fuck else? What do you expect it to do? You know what I'm saying? What do you want it to do? I mean, grow legs and tits and give you a hand job? I mean, what the fuck do you think it's going to do? I mean, it makes you high. That's what weed is for. So, literally, we're sitting here. The internet just gets shut the fuck down. Fucking haters. And I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm still going. Fuck it. Let me try to turn off the internet and turn it back on. try to reopen this shit. Patience is a virtue. Why can't y'all get your fucking internet to run right? What the fuck?
Thank you for calling Progressive. Your call may be recorded or monitored. Para Español o Prima El State, are you calling to report an accident or for help with a claim?
Make a payment.
I think you want to make a payment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please say or enter just the numbers in your policy number, or say, I don't have it. That was 905317513. Is that correct?
Yes.
One moment while I look up your policy. All right, I found your policy. I'm unable to process the payment for you at this time. What would you like to do next? If you're finished, say goodbye. Or simply hang up. Or you can say, pay the minimum amount. Pay another amount. Review current bill. Confirm last payment. Payment mailing address.
Review current bill.
Document. Your current policy has been paid in full, and there is no balance due. What would you like to do next? If you're finished, say goodbye. Or simply hang up. Or you can say, pay the minimum amount. Pay another amount. Review current bill. Confirm last payment. Payment mailing address, request a document, different policy, or other services.
Pay the minimum amount.
I'm unable to process the payment for you at this time. What would you like to do next? If you're finished, say goodbye, or simply hang up.
Review current bill.
And there is no balance due. What would you like to do next? If you're finished, say goodbye, or simply hang up. Thank you for calling Progressive. Your call may be recorded or monitored. Para Español o Prima El State, are you calling to report an accident or for help with a claim?
Make a payment.
I think you want to make a payment. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please say or enter just the numbers in your policy number, or say, I don't have it. That was 905317. Is that correct?
Yes.
One moment while I look up your policy. All right, I found your policy. I'm unable to process a payment for you at this time. What would you like to do next?
Review current bill.
Goodbye, or simply hang up.
Review current bill, dumbass bitch. Review current bill.
What would you like to... I didn't catch that.
review current bill.
No,